Earlier this month, we celebrated the feast day of Blessed Mother Teresa of Calcutta, one of the great new saints in our church that many of us were alive to know and get to see her work in the world. She always was a great light in all that I knew about her. What a beautiful woman. I remember one story about how this meek and humble woman, she and her sisters were very busy about all the things that they had to do to take care of those who were dying. And there was something that the reporters wanted to know about, so they all gathered at the home of the dying, hoping to get an interview with Mother Teresa and the sisters. And Mother Teresa saw them and said, "We're too busy today. We don't have time for an interview. Come back another day." And so they went about doing all their stuff. Well, the reporters, they thought that they could guilt Mother Teresa into giving an interview. They thought, if we stand here long enough, she'll just say, "Oh, why are you here?" And she would go and take care of them. But just because Mother Teresa was meek and humble didn't mean she was a pushover. And so there was Mother Teresa working busily about all the things that needed to be done that day. But the reporters, they stood out there for half an hour, 2 hours, 4 hours. They stood out there all day long. And when Mother went by one more time, they said, "Mother, we've been here all day. How come you don't give us an interview?" She said, "I told you at the beginning of the day, we don't have time." A lot of times when we look at humility, we think that it's just, oh, whatever you want. No, I'll get out of your way. No. We look at true humility in someone like a Mother Teresa. She was no pushover. She knew what was most important. She saw that following God's will was that most important thing, and she followed it, even despite the fact that there were other things that other people needed. That being said, I remember hearing about when she came to the United States to do a series of talks. She was supposed to go and speak in front of a whole bunch of people who had lots of money and power and all these things. And as she was being brought in the back entrance, because there were such mobs in the front entrance, she got out of the car and she heard something. And she says, "Do you hear that?" And the security guard who was with her says, "No." She says, "I'll be right back." And she goes and there's this man dying. Her ears had been attuned to listen for the cry of humanity. And she went and she sat with this man, holding him through his dying breaths. Even though all those other people were waiting for her, she knew the most important thing was right there, dealing with this person made in the image and likeness of God. One last story of Mother Teresa. One day she was taking care of someone on the side of the road, and a reporter came up and was waiting for her to speak with her. After a while, once she was able to get this person in a place of being comfortable, she looked at the reporter and says, "Are you here to speak with me or with him?" She didn't think of herself as someone great. She saw herself as someone little, doing what God wanted her to do. In today's second reading today, we hear about humility. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not deem equality with God something to be grasped, but rather he emptied himself and took the form of a slave. He made himself nothing, and then went out and was obedient to Almighty God and reached out to each person. Now, when you read through the story of Jesus through the Gospels, it didn't mean that he was a pushover either. We see that he was focused on doing God's will, but he also never sought his own will first. He was obedient even to death, and he took the form of a slave, serving in the most menial and distressing areas. And St. Paul gives us these words for each of us today. He says, have the same attitude as is also in Christ Jesus. He says, do nothing out of selfishness or vainglory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourself. Each looking out not for your own interests, but also for those of others. Those are hard words. I don't know about you, but I find that very hard to do. Humbly regard others as more important than myself. It can be kind of hard to do when we're in a rush and we're on the highway and that person right in front of you is going like 60 miles an hour and is like, the speed limit's 65, would you just get out of the way? I'm sure none of that's ever happened to any of you. Never. In any case, I probably shouldn't be speaking my own confessions from up here. But in any case, we recognize in that moment what's going on. I'm saying I'm more important than that person there. I'm more important. You need to look after my will. And St. Paul tells us, have with you the mind of Christ. I heard the story that at 9/11, one of the firefighters had just come out of one of the towers before it came crumbling down. And a news reporter went up to this firefighter and said, what makes you do it? What makes you go and risk your life going into these dangerous places? And he looked with disdain at this reporter and said, why would I ever think that my life is more important than theirs? My sisters and brothers, Jesus tells this to us today. He says, do you see? This is what I think. I have given up my life for you. This is how I am. Unite yourself to me in this dying to self, humbling of yourself for the other. Today, we welcome into the church a new little boy, welcoming into our faith through baptism. And he will take upon himself the waters of baptism, and there God will say to him, you are mine. My beloved Son. And here the truth of what happened on the cross now becomes real in his life as he is washed clean of all of his sins. Parents, godparents, family, friends, St. Patrick community, it is our responsibility to help this child grow in what it means to know that God has died for him, for you, for me. And then to grow in what it means humbly to regard others and their needs as more important than ourselves.